What do you think the purpose of this conference is regarding the fact that a couple of weeks ago you had a protest in one of the high schools around the city? What's the importance of First Amendment? Having said that, there are still things going on that are not in favor of people of color.
Well, the First Amendment is one of the foundations of this country. It really gives people an opportunity to speak up and assemble and speak up and use the media. Our Tech High School's protest was one of which. It really brought a lot of attention to many issues that the school district has and had and problems that were really existing. And First Amendment brought many issues to light this year. Many African-American men were dying in the hands of the police. You can see videos of surfacing out. People are actually taking pictures in social media and all over social media. People are actually covering all this kind of stuff. So it's really interesting to see that. But at the same time, how are you going to use social media? How are you going to use the First Amendment? Are you going to use it negatively? Are you going to use it positively? Are you going to use to create a positive change? Or are you going to use to divide a community? So it depends how you use. So I said before and I will say right now, it depends on how you use it. There is what we call lawful, there is what we call right, and there is rights, and there is what we call ethical and moral. So you have to balance out. You don't have to insult a person. You have to actually instigate problems. You just have to use it positively to cause change. And Tech High School kids actually used social media to organize themselves to cause a positive change, and it's really a very good idea. But at the same time, right now, as an adult, we have to actually make sure that we're calm and we're collective and we are actually trying to solve the problems. So media is an important player in this country and in every country, in every community. People need to speak up if they have a suffering, if they have a pain. People need to speak up from injustices. People need to speak up all this stuff. But they have to use it in a way that actually changes, creates a change. And so I would say that those are some of the issues that we have discussed. And I really think First Amendment is one of the foundations and important foundations of this country. And we have to defend it. But we have to use it correctly and positively.
And what is your message to those people who use this First Amendment law negatively and who want to abuse this law?
What I would say is that when you were a child, your parents didn't want you to insult anyone. They didn't approve that. They taught you to be ethical and to be very judgmental, to have a sense of judgment. To be moral, what do you say, whether it's accurate or inaccurate? To not insult anyone. Just because you have a right doesn't make you to use it in a wrong purpose. It's immoral. It's what we call immoral. So I would say, please, if you're not using First Amendment, you can have your rights, you can use whatever. You don't have to be stupid to use it in wrong purposes. But what I would say is that if you actually wanted to use the First Amendment, don't abuse it. Use it the right way and use it at the right cost and shed lights on issues that are actually very important to the communities that you live and to yourself as well. But I have an important message for the actual media itself, generalization. I'm a Somali American, and I've seen that happen a lot. Don't use Somali American or Somali for someone who actually did a wrong, for someone or for that purpose in a Muslim. They don't represent Muslims. They don't represent Somalis. They represent their mistake and character. Those are the personal judgment. Those people never consulted any Somalis to do what they're doing. So don't use the word Somalis in front of people who are actually doing a negative stuff. Don't use the word Muslim for someone who's actually doing a wrong thing. Use his name, and that's his own judgment, and that's his own mistakes, and he does not represent people like me. So that's what I'm saying to the media. Use that person as a person who has made a mistakes, and he doesn't have to be Somali or Muslim to make mistakes. Many people from different categories of religion, from different walks of life, from different ages, actually do wrong thing for wrong purposes. But they don't represent anyone. They do represent themselves. Thank you very much. I really appreciate for giving me a time to speak to you.
Mohammed Najafian reporting for KVSC.